episode number 170, The Show Must Go On.
Almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back once again to another exciting episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. How was that, Chris?
That's great.
You sound terrible.
I lost my voice 2 days ago.
Yeah. Well, I guess that means I'm going to be doing most of the talking here. Just like always, you know, nothing new there. I guess we'll do the, you want to do the rundown here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we don't have much of one.
No?
No. In fact, tell us a story, Chris.
Tell us a story?
I'm just making fun of you. I'm just making fun of you.
I got to read some of these emails and stuff.
Right. And speaking of which, that is the rundown. Not much for news really going on. Paul, better known as One Fast Dog, wrapped up the Boston show. That actually wrapped up yesterday, as you're listening, if you're listening to this on the day of release.
Okay.
We do have a couple of emails. We got 3 voicemails, none of which I have heard or have been able to screen. And every time I mention that, you smile. So yeah, well, who knows what it'll bring.
I just listened to him quickly, so
yeah. All right.
That'll surprise us both.
So, it's been pretty quiet lately. I think everything's being focused on
what's going on in Washington.
Yeah.
With the big three, you know, looking for this bridge loan. So
I was up north all weekend. Anything happen?
No.
No. Wagner drove his Volt to, or the Volt powertrain prototype type thing to the hearing, from what I understand. Do you know if that actually happened? Or?
The media showed that he was driving a Malibu hybrid.
Yeah, close enough.
In Fredericksburg, Maryland, you know, close to D.C.
Yeah, nothing like a dog and pony show, Wagner.
No.
But thanks for finally, you know, giving in and taking that dollar, you know, pay. Because, you know, nothing like stepping up and taking care of your company that you're trying to build.
Yeah.
Okay. I just think that they shouldn't have had to twist his arm to do that. That's my opinion.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for getting me out of that.
Yeah. No, we'll see what happens.
What do you think is going to happen in your opinion?
I think eventually there's going to be a deal that's made that's going to give the big three some money.
Do you think it's going to suck ass?
Do I think it's
the deal? Like
no.
The, you know,
no. No.
Well, you know, something's got to happen, I think. But I think out of fairness, that there should be terms. It shouldn't be just, hey, you know, we screwed up, we need some money. And they say, oh, sure, here you go, because you got us by the junk. I think there needs to be some terms. And I think GM knows this.
Yeah.
I really do. Once again, as far as we know, that there's no negative or halting or different plans for the Camaro.
Nope.
It's business as usual.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's pretty much the gig on that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. So we got a couple of emails and a couple of voicemails here. You want to do the emails?
Yeah, here. Let me do this one here.
Yeah, use it up while you can, right?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Dan from Jacksonville, Florida again. I'm just curious if you guys know when the 2010 Camaros will be actually hitting the dealer lots. I know production starts in mid-February, but how long after that until you can go test drive one off of a lot? Oh, and if I put another muffler on it, will that void the warranty? Want to make sure it growls loud enough to scare ponies away. Dan Davis, sent from his iPhone.
Nice. Yep. Chris and I both have iPhones. Yeah. And we love them. Say, Chris, before we get into that, can I make a request? I'd like to hear Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That's okay.
Anybody out there get that?
Yeah.
You have to be older than 30, I think, to get it. But anyway, back to Dan's email. Thanks for that email, Dan. When they're going to be on the lot, it's quite unknown. We do know that February 16th is the hardcore, solid, no turning back, going to happen, concrete production date.
Right.
It's going to happen. They're going to start rolling off then. So I would say that in transit and transportation, you're looking at early to mid-March, depending on allocation, of course, which is really nobody's, you know, nobody knows what that is. It's anybody's guess at this point.
I think it would be a good guess by late spring. You should probably see the dealer's cars that they ordered sitting on the lots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Late spring, like early, like March. I think March is the magic month. So that should answer your question. We don't really know, but that's our best guess.
Yeah. And then you want to know about a muffler, if it's going to void its warranty.
Oh, who gives a crap? No, there's many different schools of thought on that. You okay there, kiddo?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, there's a nasty cold going around, yeah. So I'll probably have it tomorrow. Thank you, you SOB. You're taking Jake Robb's place. You're an SOB. Warranty. You know, let's say you put the muffler on and suddenly you're having an ignition problem. It should not void the warranty. The dealer might, you know, say, well, you know, you've modified this vehicle, so, and you can kind of might have to get a little firm with them. But what is it, the Magnussen Moss Warranty Act? Or,
yes.
You know,
if you go to SEMA's webpage, they have it listed on there.
Right. So, I mean, you know, if you put a blower on it and you grenade the engine, they're probably going to have a pretty solid case against
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But if you put a muffler on it, I don't think it's going to be a big deal, considering that GMPP is going to be offering their own muffler
right.
system that will not void the warranty. In fact, mirrors the factory warranty, if I'm not mistaken, Chris.
That is correct.
So, you know, I mean, and, you know, you be smart about your mods. You know, and be willing to take the chance.
Yeah.
If you're going to grenade it, like I probably will with mine, then I wouldn't count on the warranty. But muffler, you should be fine.
Yeah.
You should be fine. I got an email here.
Okay.
This one comes from David Lua. Hope I said that right, my friend. Better known as Link WPC on the message board. Hey, guys, it looks like you decided on an auto, huh? Obviously referencing my choice in transmissions that I've been battling with.
Yeah.
Well, at least you finally decided on one, so now that you know, did I win? Do you guys remember that I sent a letter about auto versus manual contest? You guys did talk about on podcast episode 164, I think. Well, I guess I do owe them. I guess I'll have to listen to the episode
yeah.
to remember the terms. I know I owe somebody one. So
you can send them a keychain.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, I think so.
Boy, what a cheap ass I am. Maybe I'll throw in a diecast car. Maybe that's what I was supposed to send anyway. Oh. I'll listen to the episode and check. Also, I wanted to add one more thing about auto, about a manual. God, you sound
like, sorry.
It's okay. I heard the thieves steal more auto cars than manual because the thieves do not know how to drive a manual. I found this on the web. And he links to an interesting article about... a man fails to steal a car because he couldn't drive a manual.
I believe it. I definitely believe it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I guess that's okay, but I got to tell you, if somebody's going to steal my car, I don't care if they know how to drive a manual. I want
if they want it bad enough, they'll take it.
I want them to just take it.
Yeah, they'll pull up a flatbed, they'll put it on the tow truck, they'll drive it away.
Yeah. No, that's a pretty interesting point. Actually, I never really considered that before. No. But it doesn't come as a shock to you, and I guess it shouldn't. To me, because, I mean, how many cars are manual now?
Yeah, not many. Many.
You know, trucks, no. Trucks, yes. Corvettes, yes.
Yep.
What, you know?
Oh. Yeah, the little Solstices and the Skies. They're sticks. Mustangs.
Yeah, but most middle-range cars are, they're auto, aren't they?
Yeah.
Never thought about that. And I guess times are changing. Yep. Especially with me. Look, I'm getting one.
Yeah.
David, thank you very much for that email. I'll review podcast episode number 164 and figure out what I owe you. Sorry about that. And if you figure it out, you just give me an email. Get this out of my face. Oops, sorry, hit the mic. All right, so Chris, you said we had some voicemails.
Yeah, we sure do.
But before we get to that, we want to let everybody know how to get in touch with us and how to make fun of Chris's voice.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
If you thought my voice is bad now, you should have heard me on Friday. I'm going to go ahead with the voicemails.
All right, go ahead. Better... You know, theirs and theirs.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Jason. It's Mudbone calling in again, driving home from work this time. Just kind of random conversation here. Give you all something to talk about. The other night I was driving home from work, and I saw one of the new Challenger. It was an RT model. It was the maroon car. And it was on the road running along with me, and it turned off the path. And I caught a glimpse of that car in the rearview mirror. Of my Avalanche, and it was just like going back in time. I'm old enough to remember when Challengers and first-gen Camaros were brand new running the street, showing my age there. But anyway, I remember seeing those when I was a teenager and just remembering how cool those cars were, and turning back the clock there, just kind of in my mind's eye, was just amazing. I just couldn't believe what seeing that car was like, and it made me think about how cool it's going to be when the new Camaro hits the street and, you know, we start seeing those cars. And, you know, just sort of a bit of nostalgia and, you know, in modern times. And it was just cool. And I just thought I'd give a call and shout out to you guys and give all the podcast listeners that story for conversation. Talk to you later, guys, and have a good one. Take care.
Thanks a lot for that voicemail there. Mudbone.
Mudbone.
Oh, I bet you that felt good on you, didn't it, Chris? You know, you're right, man. We've been saying this for a while, and it kind of died down, but I'm glad you called in and brought it back, the fact that, you know, it's the 1970s all over again, and we're talking the good parts, you know, the muscle car wars. Mustang just came out with their new facelift, and it looks pretty good, and it's making a stir. I've seen Challengers on the road. They do look good. Not my first choice, but they do look good, and it's good to see them out there on the road. And you hit an excellent point, man. It's great to see that happening again, because there's been this, you know... going back to what we talked about earlier, you know, with GM and everything, this is not the only time that the whole muscle car era or performance vehicle thing has been rather threatened, but I don't think it's as bad now as it has been before.
Right.
You know, the gas crunch and the BS in the 80s and all that stuff.
Yeah, so, with gas at $1.45 a gallon now.
Shoot, oh, man. Yeah. Bring them on.
That's right.
Hey, the gas prices are stellar these days.
I'm loving it.
Well, good for the consumer. I guess it's not good for the economy as a whole, but hey, man, you know, strike while the iron's hot or whatever they say.
That's right.
Thanks for that voicemail there, Mudbone. You got another one?
Sure do.
Hit it out or whatever.
Hey guys, Bayer Z28.
Oh, crap.
I was wondering if you guys had the current Camaro order count, and I was wondering how the bailout would affect this, and seeing as GM's putting a lot of weight into the Volt and the Camaro, if they end up going, I don't think they're going to go under, but we'll see. But I'd like to get a new Camaro next year, so hopefully our... Yeah, anyway, I had another question, but I forgot what it was. Alrighty, thanks, guys. Later.
Oh, our good friend Bear. It is so good to hear from you. We haven't heard from you in a while.
Hitting the wild turkey again, are you?
We don't have counts right now of ordered Camaros, do we?
No, last time we heard it was like 7,000, right?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
I remember it was when we were in SEMA.
Right.
And we were talking with Cheryl, and she told us. And we talked about it in a podcast, but I can't remember.
Well, I would assume that whatever it was in that podcast had 1,000. Fitz, we know you're listening, because you always do. John Fitzpatrick, please, paging John Fitzpatrick to the white courtesy phone, please. And please email us, if you can, what the current pre-order counts are. I'm going to assume that the whole GM... loan.
Bridge loan.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
I would assume that's going to stop those things right away, truth be told. But you know what? Like we said, business as usual, man.
Exactly.
Move forward. You know, it's not going to hurt anything. As long as you don't got to put a deposit down, it's not going to hurt to throw an order in there if you want to get one. Don't hesitate to that. Just don't write a check.
Yep.
Thanks, Bear. He had another question. I wonder what that is.
Hey, it's Bear again. Okay. No, I wouldn't buy a four-cylinder Camaro. Even if it was a 200 horse turbo or supercharged model, I wouldn't buy it, because 200 horse in that thing, it wouldn't move. And I think it'd be best off to just stick with a displacement on demand V8, or like the 300 and something horsepower V6 would be a good idea. All right. But...
See, how'd I know that the next voicemail was going to be that?
Yeah.
He's got a point
taken.
Yeah, I like it. I agree with him. You know, it just wouldn't be right. And technology moving on, displacement on demand, fuel efficiency is just getting better and better.
That's right.
So good on you, bud. We got one more, or is that it?
No, that's it.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
three for the week.
Yeah. Well, I can ramble on about a couple other things. I got to tell you, I was up north snowmobiling.
Oh.
And I'm pretty achy from that. I kind of beat myself up because I'm a wild man on the snow. But there's nothing, I got to tell you, there's nothing cooler than riding a snowmobile on a highway at the side of the highway, where it's okay to do in the area that I was at,
okay,
and catching up to traffic at legal speeds. I was doing about 75 miles an hour, wow, catching up to cars.
Wow.
I'm a bad mo.
How fast does your sled go?
I had it up to 90. It's nothing all that terrifically powerful. It's one for my whole family, for myself, my wife, my 12-year-old, who's getting pretty good at riding it. But I got to tell you, man, once you ride a snowmobile, you get bit. It's great. And now I can look forward to winters for the first time in my life.
No kidding.
You know, so when I put the Camaro away, I can pull out the sled.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's really, really something else. And speaking of something else, I just want to just mention this out there to those who are listening. Congratulations, Steve. And, well, maybe we'll talk about that later in the future.
Yeah, okay.
But, Chris, you got anything you want to add, or you want to go and take a lozenger or something like that?
Yeah, I'll take some NyQuil.
Are you on drugs, or is this your naturally moronic self?
No drugs yet.
I haven't used that one in a while. Yeah. I've been dying to use it. In fact, I even almost couldn't find it on the soundboard. Ugh. Well, Chris, I hope you start feeling better.
Yep, thank you.
And everybody else in that regard. And I guess we'll just cash on out of here. And
see you next week.
That's it. Thanks, bud.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.